Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he was finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. One of the many things that we find fascinating about this particular passage of Scripture is that the disciples, after having been with him for a period of time, determined that they needed to learn how to pray. A lot of this is due to the simple fact that they had learned from being with him that there was some kind of connection between his public life in serving God and doing these wonderful miracles like raising the dead, multiplication of loaves, and other such great works of healing and demon exorcisms, that was tied to a secret life of prayer. They had learned to believe him as a master in this art of praying, and they were convinced nobody could pray exactly like the Lord Jesus Christ could. So they came to him with a request that seems kind of unique and interesting. And the request is here recorded in the simple words, Lord, teach us to pray. In later years, I'm pretty certain none of them would have told you anything, surpassed anything else that he taught them, other than these few lessons that we would gather from him in Scripture on the topic of prayer. Now, the Jesus who prays is the one that models for us prayer in all of our Christian lives. And as we grow in the Christian life, the thought of the faith of Jesus Christ, unfailing intercession, is something that becomes even more wonderful and magnificent to us. It should arouse in us a desire to be like him in his intercession. But it's also something that can be very intimidating for us, because the power that comes to us in abiding as a branch on the vine, by abiding in him, and being Christ-like, this is one that basically makes us nervous. A lot of it because of our sinful nature and our just feeling of unworthiness before God because of our sins and our lack of understanding about his mercy and love. Yet it's this one thing that is very important, is that if our life is to become exactly like the life that Christ wants us to be as Christians, we need to learn to pray. We need to learn to pray in the same sense that he had, a way that gets answers and results. For a life that never pleads with God can never truly prevail with any other human person or thing that we deal with in this life. We are called to be kings and priests unto God. The idea of being a king comes from the priestly ability to be an intercessor, to be a prayer. The power of the king comes down and is mediated through the prayers of the priest. For as the power rises and prevails with God, it is able to come down and be a blessing on this earth to us and others. So it's in our blessed priest king, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we understand that we need to learn to pray from him who is able to save us completely, because he always lives to make intercession for us. So we need to see him pray in our own spiritual hearts. And we need to remember that no one can pray nor teach prayer like Jesus can. And we need to approach Jesus in prayer, just as the disciples did, and asked him to teach us to pray. As we begin to think about all that Jesus is and has, and how he himself can be our very own, how he himself is our very life, our very source of existing, how we are branches to him, then we can learn the same assurance that these disciples had when they approached Jesus, And we will know that if we asked him to teach us to pray, he will be very delighted to take us into this closer relationship with God our Father and reveal how fellowship with him in prayer allows us to pray even as he himself prays. So beginning today, I ask you to say to your heavenly Lord and Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, your high priest, the same thing that these disciples did when they saw him praying, as recorded in Luke's gospel. And as we meditate on this petition of Lord, teach us to pray, we will find that each word of this meditation comes with a lot of meaning. The first thing that we seek is to learn to pray. These two words, to pray, teaches us what we seek and need to have taught to us by Christ. Though it seems very simple at first to understand that prayer can be something so easy, even a child can do it, because it's just merely conversation. It also shows us that it's the highest and holiest work to which any human person can do or rise up to, because it talks, it is about us having a certain fellowship with an unseen and holy God. It's through prayer that the powers of the eternal world and everything in what we know about God is placed at our disposal. This is the very essence of true religion, true relationship with God, is understanding how to speak to him in a prayer and speak to him and talk to him as if he's somebody that is approachable, because in reality, as the gospel teaches us, he is. This is the channel of every blessing that you will receive in life, and it is the true secret to having abundance and power in life, and to not just be a victim of life circumstances. It's also a way of seeing how God gives every one of us a chance to take hold of him and be that branch on a vine, gaining our strength and our energy and everything through his grace that is made available to us when we pray. For it is on prayer that the promises of God wait on us before they can be fulfilled in the world. The kingdom can come into our reality if we truly pray, "Thy kingdom come." And the glory of God will only be fully revealed when we ourselves put ourselves in a prayer situation and tell God that we want to see his glory in a way that it does not appear or is seen by others today. This can be a very intimidating reality for any of us. It's something that makes us feel that we're unfit for this duty. Some of us may even try to put it off because maybe we're too busy with other things in life, or we don't see the importance, or maybe it's just plain old being lazy. I mean, how many of us want to go to work every day? How many of us want to be able to eat every day? Pretty much everybody wants to eat every day, but not everybody wants to earn the food by working at a job that they don't like. And that's the attitude people take about prayer. They want the blessings, but they don't want to put in the time. They don't want to earn the hours. They just want the blessing. And there's too many ways in which we deceive ourselves in resting into a form of what prayer can be without knowing the true power of it. This is kind of the problem many people misunderstand that was being discussed by Jesus when he said that praying a lot of words is useless, because it's kind of having a form of godliness, as another scripture tells us, but doesn't have any experience of the power thereof. It doesn't mean that there's not a place for formulaic prayers like the Our Father, but it's also not a justification not to pray. When we go through our early training and learning from the teachings of the church and learning how to become prayers who pray by habit and not by just merely circumstance, when we are able to stir our emotions, we find that there's a lot of these little things that we begin with that can become hindrances because they have a form of what prayer is instead of the true spiritual power that avails us through prayer. There's still good things that we can't totally abandon because we need to have a mindset of praying at a specific time and place, of having a way in which we go through understanding how to pray to God as our Father, and knowing that there are certain petitions that we need to make and ways in which to approach Him to give Him His right to. But at the same time, we need to understand that for prayer to truly be effective, for it to really be a real exercise in prayer, we need to take hold of God and His strength. We need to get to that point to where we find that ability that finds the grace of God that truly does avail us in every way possible. Something that brings us into the gates of heaven and allows us to see them as really open and not shut to us, so that we can truly cry out, "Oh Lord, we need to pray. We need to find You who are able to teach us to pray just as effectively, because we see You, Lord Jesus Christ, at the right hand of God, interceding for us." We need to be motivated by that to decide and to determine that we ourselves need to be taught how to pray as Christ prays. And it's only then that we understand that Jesus will open up a school of training for His redeemed ones, those who specifically desire to have the true power of God in their life, to truly know the gospel that God is with us. He is near us in ways we can't even begin to describe in words, because we are united to Him as branches on a vine. If we enter in with this position and with this understanding and petition the Lord that this is just what we need to be taught. We need to be taught how to pray. We need to be taught not how to recite a formula. We need to be taught prayer, real prayer, in all of its forms. Most of us can read from just going through the Bible about what believing prayer can accomplish. We have role models like Elisha. He's talked about both in James chapter 5 and in the Old Testament as a man who prayed and rain didn't fall for about 3 years. And then when he prayed again, finally it rained again in Israel. These are things that happen as a result of prayer. Mighty signs and wonders are done in answer to prayer. Moses was able to part the Red Sea. Dead were raised to life. Things miraculous like suns being stopped in the sky so that Israel could gain a victory. And simple blessings like widows receiving their dead loved ones back to life, or having a miraculous supply of food so that they can survive during a famine. Things like these were the answer to prayer. And we can understand it if these things happen during the Old Testament time and the time of preparation, how much more can we in these days, when we know that Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father praying for us, can we know that there will be answers to prayer that will be a sure sign of God's presence in our midst as His people, as people redeemed? We always hear about the promises given to the apostles about what prayer can be in the name of Christ. We've also seen how gloriously the apostles in the book of Acts have received the experience of those promises. We know for certain that they can become true to us. And there's many ways in which we are allowed little tokens in our own little life of blessings to spur us on to a deeper level of prayer. But we don't understand prayer because we look at ourselves and we see our faults. We forget that all of these people in Scripture were people who had the same kind of passions and temptations that we face, some more than others. Some were basically pulled down by lustful thoughts, like King David with Bathsheba or Samson with Delilah. Some of us have other faults, faults that maybe we don't find directly in Scripture. But they are all faults that we all struggle with, and we can overcome them through prayer. For the very powers and gifts of heaven are available to us if we will only pray. So we need to be taught how to pray so that we can receive abundantly from God the grace that we need in order to do the work that we have been given to do in His name. Therefore, our prayer too about the coming of God's kingdom, the establishment of His rule on earth, depends on prayer. The effectiveness of the gospel message going forth is necessary. We can't leave it in the hands of other men, men who, with the current scandals in the church, weigh down the true testimony of Christ and almost make it impossible for others to want to be Catholic because they see the faults of our priesthood. And they wonder, if those men can't live the life, how is it possible for us in the pews? But these are the things upon which we see that prayer depends on us to desire and to want these things to work. And as a result, the kingdom of heaven rests on us to pray. To pray in a way that glorifies the name of God. And yes, we need to offer ourselves as learners, and we need to be taught of Christ how to pray. This is kind of a very important thing to realize, that when we pray, we shouldn't have an attitude that we are not teachable. We should have an attitude that's humble, like Mary, that when the angel gives us a message, that we would rather it be done unto us according to God's will than to have our will. As Jesus said in Gethsemane, "Not my will, Father, but your will be done." That's what being taught how to pray is all about, learning what He wants us. And this is kind of the second thought that comes out. We need to feel the need of what it is to be taught. At first, it may seem that there's no work that appears to be simpler. I mean, a child can pray. What can be hard about just having communication and discussing things with God our Father? But then later on, as we get a little bit more deeper into prayer, we realize that there's elements of praying that is more than just talking to God. It's learning what God wants from us in this life that makes prayer more than just a futile exercise, a passing fancy. For we have God's word with clear, sure promises. Like, for instance, there's people that go around talking about how if you have the faith that a mountain can be moved, as is recorded in Mark 11:23 and 24, that if you have that faith, you can move mountains. But we don't understand how to make it work, how to apply it, because our sins have darkened our mind in a way that we're not able to know exactly how to believe this is possible, to have that faith in the heart that doesn't doubt, a faith that's based upon a God that we know will answer prayer. In spiritual things, we do not always seek what's most needful. Sometimes we're seeking only blessing for ourselves, being selfish, being jealous of others. And sometimes we fail to pray according to the law of effective praying, the law of the sanctuary, as one writer wrote of it. In temporal things, we are still less able to avail of ourselves this wonderful leverage, a liberty that our Father has given to us, to ask what we need, because we don't always know what we need. We don't always know how to ask for what we need. And in this, we need the Holy Spirit within us, giving us the groanings, as Romans 8 points out, that are beyond utterance, to help teach us how to pray. And then there's even more. For praying to really truly be acceptable, we must understand how to ask things to the glory of God, to have a total surrender to His will, but a surrender that is based on an assurance of faith that represents Christ and does not refuse, does not walk away because it refuses to be denied. When we kind of look at all these things that must be learned, we see the need for a school of prayer. And the only school of prayer that truly teaches is the school of much prayer. Amid very painful consciousness of our ignorance and unworthiness in this struggle between believing and doubting, we need to learn from Jesus this heavenly art of praying effectively. And it's only in these struggles that true effective prayer is learned. Something every saint that has ever gone on into heaven has learned through their life experience. And as a cloud of witnesses in the book of Hebrews, they encourage us to get on our knees and learn to pray and pray effectively. Even when we do not remember it, there is one, Jesus Christ, the beginner and completer of our faith, who watches over our praying and sees to it that all of us who truly trust in Him for it, that we will be educated in the school of prayer and be carried on till we are mature prayers, true prayer warriors who pray much and are like the righteous man Elijah, receiving truly effective answers to our praying. So when we enter into our praying, we must have an undertone in every prayer that we have that we are teachable. This is the true humility of prayer. A teachableness that comes with a sense of ignorance that we do not always know how we ought to pray, and learns from Him who is the perfect teacher of faith, the teacher of prayer. For only then will we be taught. Only then will we learn to pray with the true power of God at our disposal. And we can depend on prayer, for He Himself, to whom we make petitions to, is the teacher of how to pray effectively. We need to realize that if we're truly to enter into a prayer relationship with God, we need to do it as a pupil. And every pupil needs a teacher who truly knows his work and has a gift for teaching, who in patience and love will take the time to help us learn according to our ability and according to how much we need to learn. Jesus is all this and much more. Our God is so great we can rely on Him to take us deeper into prayer and make every prayer we pray a true blessing. No one can teach us to pray like our Lord Jesus, for it is Jesus Himself who prays that teaches us prayer. Through His example, He knows what prayer is. He learned it in the trials and tears of His earthly life. And in heaven, it is still His beloved work. And it is He, with His life there in prayer, that can teach us how to pray. There is nothing that delights Him more than to find among us people whom He can take with Him into the Father's presence, whom He can clothe with the power to pray down God's blessing on those that we wish to see God's kingdom come among. He wants to train us to be his fellow workers in intercession so that the kingdom of heaven can be truly revealed on earth. He knows how to teach. Now, hopefully we feel the urgency of this need and are therefore inspired also by confidence, which the joy of knowing Jesus himself can inspire to us. Here by teaching and by the testimony of other believers who know what it is to have prayer heard, we can learn as his students how to pray. By his Holy Spirit, Jesus has access to our hearts and can show us the sins that hinders our prayer, and also, by his Holy Spirit, give us the assurance of the grace of God that we have that shows us that we can be pleasing to God. He not only teaches us by thoughts of what to ask for or how to ask, but by breathing within us the very spirit of prayer, by living within us as the great intercessor. Can you get that picture? It's not just learning words to say. It's not just learning how to put those words together, but is actually by this intimate fellowship, this intimate relationship of him in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory, that we learn that Jesus Christ is this great teacher because he's a great intercessor through us. In awe and joy, we can ask one another when we get done with this course, who truly can teach like this? Only Jesus. When we look back in the Gospels, we can see that Jesus really didn't spend a whole lot of time teaching his disciples how to preach. He taught them a lot on how to pray. He didn't care what we needed to know to be effective evangelists, although there were certain lessons about that. His main focus, though, was on how to pray, how to talk to God. Because if we really understand it, learning how to speak to God is more vital than knowing how to speak to any other person. For power with God is not what's necessary. Power with God is of supreme importance if we are to be true Christians. And this is why Jesus loves to teach us how to pray. As we meditate on the words that he spoke, let us make ourselves true pupils. Let us yield ourselves to his teaching on the art of prayer, and be fully confident that with such a teacher as he is, we shall make progress. Let us not only meditate on his words, but let us also pray and wait at the foot of the throne to be trained for the work of intercession. In assurance that even in our stammerings and our fears, Jesus is carrying on his work most beautifully. He will breathe into us his own life, which is all prayer, as he makes us partakers of his righteousness and his life. Jesus will also make us a partaker of his intercession in heaven as well. For we are members of his body, a member of a holy priesthood. We will take part of his priestly work of pleading and prevailing with God for all human persons. No matter how ignorant or weak and feeble that we are, O Lord, we seek you to teach us how to pray. O blessed Lord, you ever live to pray, and you can teach me. Teach me to pray and ever live to pray like you do. You love to make me share in your glory in heaven by my praying without ceasing, and by my standing in as a priest in the presence of my God. Lord Jesus, I confess that I do not know how to pray as I should. Teach me to stay with you and give you the time to train me on how to pray. May a deep sense of my ignorance of these wonderful privileges and the true power of prayer and the need for the Holy Spirit as a spirit of prayer Lead me to cast away my thoughts of what I think I know. Make me kneel before you in true teachableness and poverty of spirit. Fill me, Lord, with confidence that with a teacher like you, I shall learn to pray. With Jesus as my teacher, the one who ever lives to pray to the Father, and by his prayer rules as king over the destinies of his entire church and the entire world, I will not be afraid. For as much as I need to know about the mysteries of prayer, you will unfold for me. And when I come to a place that I do not know, you will teach me how to be strong in faith and give true glory to God for the answers that I seek. Blessed Lord, you will not put to shame any scholar who truly trusts in you, nor by your grace would he put you to shame either. For we seek your glory and your kingdom now and forever. Amen.